The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Beth Yoder for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Flavor. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the spring issue of Clean Eating Magazine and some articles from Real Simple Magazine. To start off with, from the Real Simple May issue, I've got an article called The Mind Connection Kitchen. Set up your pantry, refrigerator, and freezer to make eating for better cognition and mental wellness a no-brainer. Experts share the simple strategies that can lead to a sharper, happier, healthier future. Eating well can help build muscle, strengthen bones, and protect the heart. But food also plays a major role in mental wellness. If you make eating for brain health part of your lifestyle, you'll be well positioned to sharpen your memory, help keep depression at bay, and stave off cognitive decline, says Drew Ramsey, MD, founder of the Brain Food Clinic and author of Eat to Beat Depression and Anxiety. The basics of eating for brain health aren't complicated, he notes. You want more vegetables, especially leafy greens and fruits, especially berries. You also want to work in seafood, fermented foods, nuts, herbs, and your old friend, dark chocolate. Granted, knowing what to eat and actually doing it are two very different things. Happily, small tweaks to your kitchen environment can nudge you toward meaningful changes. These seven strategies will help you build brain-boosting habits and enjoy your time in the kitchen more, which Ramsey says is just as important. Sure, eating for brain health is about consuming the right foods to feed your brain cells and help prevent inflammation, but it's also about engaging with food and cooking in a joyful way. Number one, stock up on nuts and chocolate. You don't need to banish your favorite chips or never eat ice cream again, but if you make brain-healthy snacks accessible, you'll be more likely to incorporate them into your nibbling routine. At the top of the list are nuts, says Annie Fenn, MD, founder of Brain Health Kitchen, an online resource that focuses on using food to help prevent dementia. They're an ideal combination of protein, nutrients like vitamin E, and brain-friendly fats, she says. In a study of healthy women, eating nuts was consistently associated with better performance on cognitive tests. To make grabbing them automatic, place the brain-healthiest nuts, almonds, cashews, hazelnuts, pecans, pistachios, and walnuts, in clear containers in the front of your pantry. Surround them with other healthy, tasty options like seeds, dried fruit, roasted chickpeas, and dark chocolate that's at least 70% cacao. Dark chocolate is a powerful tool in our eating for mental wellness arsenal, Ramsey says. In one small study, dark chocolate eaters were 70% less likely to report depression. Stash individually wrapped squares in a jar for a sweet snack. Number two. Give olive oil pride of place. When it comes to oils, olive is best. Extra virgin olive oil provides two nutrients and your brain needs every day. Healthy fats and polyphenols like oleocanthal, which gives the oil its peppery bite and is a potent reducer of brain inflammation, Fenn says. About 3 tablespoons of high-quality olive oil daily can improve memory problems in people with mild cognitive impairment. Make it a pleasure to use olive oil for the majority of your cooking by decanting it into a pretty ceramic or tinted glass bottle and keeping it on the counter. Store it out of direct sunlight, which causes degradation, and avoid clear containers. Don't be shy about taking a bottle of EVOO to the table and drizzling it on dinner. Olive oil helps your body absorb the nutrients in the other brain-friendly foods on your plate. Number three, pretty up and prep your produce. When you go to a store, everything looks so good, colorful, and neat and appealing, thanks to merchandising. In her cookbook, Super Natural Simple, Heidi Swanson recommends approaching your fridge like it's a window display. If the healthy stuff is more convenient and looks extra enticing, you'll be more likely to reach for it. Start by excavating the crisper drawers and composting anything past its prime. Wash, dry, and chop the remaining veggies and place them in clear containers front and center so they're ready when it's time to prep for dinner. Place colorful fruit in bowls. This allows me to see my cooking palette with a glance and helps me feel bright, excited, and optimistic about our next meal, Swanson writes. This little practice also makes a big impact, dramatically reducing food waste. Number four, get growing, even on your windowsill. Fresh herbs like rosemary, thyme, sage, basil, and cilantro can seem like afterthoughts in recipes, but when it comes to brain health, they should be top of mind. Like many plants, these herbs contain compounds that can help prevent cell damage, ward off disease, and promote healthy aging. Fresh herbs can also make brain-boosting foods like vegetables and seafood more appealing. It's a win-win, says Carolyn Williams, PhD, RD, co-host of the Happy Eating podcast. Growing your own means you can pick just as much as you need. Plus, they're a pretty and fragrant addition to your kitchen. If you cultivate only one herb, Ramsey suggests rosemary, which may help improve memory. Chop it and dust it on vegetables or meats before roasting, or add it to soups. Number five, gather gut-friendly foods. Research continues to suggest that gut health is more important for brain health than we ever imagined, Williams says. The gut's good flora help us break down and absorb brain-boosting nutrients like folate and thiamine. A healthy gut can also help counter inflammation, which can worsen depression and anxiety, she adds. To keep your gut in fighting shape, eat more fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, miso, kombucha, and kimchi. They're filled with probiotics, which your microbiome needs to thrive. Little jars and packages of fermented foods can get lost in your fridge, though, and it can be a challenge to figure out how to use them in everyday meals. To keep them handy, designate one shelf on the door as a spot for all your fermented products. Label it and make a point to consume at least one of those foods daily. Try stirring chopped kimchi into rice, adding kefir or yogurt to a smoothie, and mixing kombucha into cocktails or mocktails, says Briarly Horton RD, co-host of the Happy Eating podcast. Number six, fill up your freezer. Jewel-toned berries are little miracle workers. Get this, the flavonoids in blueberries and blackberries may help improve blood pressure, boost mood, and decrease brain fog. Since fresh berries can go bad faster than you can say antioxidant, keep them stocked in your freezer, along seafood, like selenium-rich shrimp and omega-3-packed salmon, and green veggies like spinach, broccoli, and kale. Not only do they last longer, frozen foods are often less expensive than fresh. Plus, frozen produce and seafood are often harvested at their peak, so they're sometimes even more nutritious than their fresh counterparts, Horton says. To make sure the good stuff doesn't get buried, Laura Fenton, an organizing expert and the author of The Little Book of Living Small, suggests designating a bin for each category, one for produce, one for seafood and lean meats, for example. You can always add bins in your freezer if your freezer doesn't have any, she says. Any plastic ones will work, including large storage containers without the tops. And finally, number seven, simplify your expectations. The nutrition and wellness worlds have made eating healthy way too complicated, coming up with one new strategy after another, Ramsey says. Make a fresh start by saying see ya to the detritus of diets past, the ones that set you up for quick fixes but aren't sustainable. So, ta-ta to keto candy bars, packets of dehydrated bone broth, and highly processed low-cal frozen dinners. Then, filling your kitchen with the building blocks of brain-healthy eating, including produce, nuts, beans, and seafood. While you're in reassessment mode, declutter counters as well. Put away appliances you never use, clear away papers, and move extraneous decorative items. The more physical space you have to chop vegetables and put together simple meals, the easier cooking will feel, Fenton says. Even if you aren't a regular cook, strive to make the kitchen a welcoming place and you'll actually enjoy spending time in it. Consider adding a vase of flowers, a pretty fruit bowl, or a brightly colored cutting board. Now I've got a recipe for you. You can use that fish that we were talking about. This is from Real Simple. It's called Sheet Pan Fish and Chips. You will need 1.5 pounds of russet potatoes, which is about 3 small potatoes, cut into 1/2-inch wedges, 1/4 cup olive oil divided, 2 teaspoons of kosher salt divided, 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper divided, 1/3 cup of panko, 1 tablespoon unsalted butter melted, 1.5 teaspoon lemon zest from 1 lemon divided, plus lemon wedges for serving, 4 6-ounce skinless cod fillets, 2 cups of frozen sweet peas, malt vinegar for serving, optional, and fine chopped parsley for serving. Preheat your oven to 425. Toss the potatoes with 1 tablespoon of oil, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper on a parchment-lined baking sheet. Spread in an even layer and roast for 25 minutes. Combine the panko, butter, 1 teaspoon of lemon zest, and 1 tablespoon of oil in a small bowl. Season the cod with 3/4 teaspoon of salt and 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. Push the potatoes to the side of the baking sheet. Add the cod. Drizzle the cod with the 1 tablespoon oil and top with panko mixture. Roast until potatoes and fish are golden and cooked through, about 10 minutes. Heat 1 remaining tablespoon of oil in a skillet over medium-high. Add the peas. Cook for 4 to 5 minutes. Add the remaining 1/2 teaspoon of lemon zest and 1/4 teaspoon each of salt and pepper. Serve with the cod, potatoes, lemon wedges, and malt vinegar, if using, and top it with parsley. Sounds delicious. Who knew? A toast to avocados. Guacamole may cost extra, but that's not stopping people from dishing out for the almighty avocado. The berry, yes, it's a berry, appears everywhere, from ice cream to face masks to ASMR videos, so many close-ups of slicing and smearing. Americans consume about 3 billion pounds of avocados a year, roughly 3 times as many as we did 20 years ago. In a 2021 survey, 83% of avocado eaters said they bought them for the good fats. Sure enough, the same unsaturated fats some of us used to avoid are now celebrated for lowering cholesterol and boosting skin and heart health. And we can thank them for the fruit's buttery texture, too. Though around 80% of the avocados in the U.S. come from their native Mexico, short-lived import bans be damned, the most common variety was discovered in Southern California. Rudolph Haas, a postal worker, planted it by chance in his garden in the 1920s. Throw ripe, uncut avocados into the fridge and they can last up to 4 days. If they're not quite ready for Cinco de Mayo, put them in a brown bag with an apple or banana to speed up ripening. And in the unlikely event you have leftover guacamole, pour a thin layer of water on top and refrigerate in an airtight container. Back to the spring edition of Clean Eating, I've got some tidbits on health. It Girl. Fiber gets and deserves all the love. Fiber receives constant praise for its many health benefits. Aside from strong evidence that it helps stabilize blood sugar, lowers cholesterol, and may even help you live longer, fiber may also lower your risk for dementia. A new study published in Nutritional Neuroscience found that Japanese adults who consumed more fiber, especially soluble fiber, than their counterparts were less likely to develop disabling dementia. The study included more than 3,500 healthy participants aged 40 to 64 who completed a dietary survey and were then followed for 20 years. The study indicates that there may be correlations between a healthy gut and a healthy brain. Best fiber notches? Fruits, veggies, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds. Fiber boost. Feel full longer and meet roughly 24% of your daily fiber requirement by sprinkling 1 ounce, about 3 tablespoons, of ground flax seeds into your smoothie or oatmeal. MVP, 3 cheers for healthy fats. Your cells may burn more fat when they're fueled with essential fatty acids rich in omega-3s. Common sources include oysters and cold water fish, such as salmon and tuna, as well as flax seeds and pumpkin seeds. One-stop shop. Multivitamins to the rescue? Believe me when we say we know how convenient it is to pop a pill to ensure your nutrition needs are being met, especially when you haven't eaten a veggie all day. When life gets in the way, a multivitamin may serve as an important safety net, but it's not something to shop the bargain bins for. Do your homework and purchase a third-party certified multivitamin that meets your needs for your age and stage of life. That said, quality multivitamin supplements can certainly help fill gaps, but they don't contain all the nutrients you need, like fiber, so still seek out nutrient-rich foods. 2-ingredient citrus bath and kitchen scrub. 1/2 cup of baking soda and juice of 1 lemon. To a small dish, add the baking soda. Pour the lemon juice over the baking soda. It will begin to foam immediately. Mix to form a thick paste. Use immediately on your tub, tiles, and sinks by applying a thin layer with a sponge, gently scrubbing any tough or extra dirty spots. Let sit for 10 minutes, then rinse well with warm water until any gritty residue is gone. How does your garden grow? Kale and broccoli microgreens deliver a healthy punch, but how much is debatable? As with most things, the environment in which something grows plays a role in its health. Researchers for ACS Food Science and Technology examined the levels of phytonutrients in microgreens grown in commercial environments versus those grown on windowsills. For the purposes of the study, kale and broccoli seeds were planted and then tested after 10 days. They were either grown in full sunlight on window ledges or in temperature and humidity-controlled greenhouses. Both samples were full of phytonutrients, but those grown on windowsills had higher levels of 3-flavanol compounds contributing to color and taste. On the other hand, seedlings grown in a greenhouse environment rated higher in antioxidant and anti-cancer-related compounds, all of which is to say you'll reap benefits by growing your own and purchasing microgreens. Bonus! If you want to give your green thumb a try, check out our how-to guide at cleaneating.com/microgreens. And kitchen know-how. Speed up the ripening process of unripe pears or avocados by storing them in a paper bag with a fully ripened banana. The ethylene gas released by the banana accelerates the softening of certain fruits and veggies. All right. Also from the spring edition of Clean Eating, 2 birds, 1 stone. Concerned your diet may be lacking important nutrients that keep your body functioning at its prime? consider adding some dynamic duos. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans show that current low intake of nutrient-dense foods and beverages has resulted in underconsumption of calcium, potassium, dietary fiber, and vitamin D. Deficiencies of these nutrients and food components has led them to be classified as nutrients of public health concern. Low intake can result in a host of physical ailments, including muscle cramps, calcium, heart palpitations, potassium, fatigue, fiber, and bone pain, vitamin D. If that sounds downright alarming, don't panic. There is an abundance of foods that can help ensure you meet your daily nutrient needs. But first, let's revisit why you need these essentials in the first place. The basics. Calcium and vitamin D are known for their role in bone health, but both are also important for muscle contraction and nerve communication throughout the body. Vitamin D has also been shown to be pivotal in immune health. Potassium, an electrolyte, is essential for muscle contraction and nerve transmission, but its big claim to fame is the crucial role it plays in keeping your heart and kidneys functioning at their prime. Dietary fiber might not be classified as a vitamin or mineral, but it has a plethora of attributes that qualify it as an important nutrient-esque food component. A high-fiber diet not only has been shown to lower the risk of heart disease, it also contributes to keeping you regular and may help reduce risk of type 2 diabetes. And since fiber helps keep you full longer, you may have less desire to munch mindlessly between meals. How to know if you're deficient? While one of the easiest ways to spot a deficiency in dietary fiber is having difficulty pooping, yep, we said it, signs and symptoms of deficiencies in calcium, vitamin D, and potassium aren't as easy to self-diagnose. For instance, feeling fatigued and weak may be a sign of a deficiency of all three of these nutrients. If you consistently feel run down and moody, this may be directly related to your vitamin D levels. Both calcium and potassium are electrolytes, so a deficiency may be suspected if you experience sudden muscle fatigue and spasms, as well as abnormal heart rhythms. Dry skin may indicate a calcium deficiency, while low potassium levels may present as a never-ending desire to drink or needing to use the restroom more often. The bottom line is that day-to-day stressors affect our bodies differently, so make sure to consult with your doctor about concerns and whether you need to supplement. Work smarter, not harder. Ensure you're meeting your dietary needs by adding these affordable, nutrient-rich foods to your meal plan. We think of these foods as killing two birds with one stone. Chickpeas, 100 grams. Whatever pulse you fancy, open a can of beans and toss them on everything. Chickpeas pack nearly 8 grams of fiber and 291 milligrams of potassium per serving. Try our curried cauliflower rice bowls with crispy chickpeas for a healthy helping of hardworking nutrients. And you can find that recipe, cleaneating.com/cauli-rice-bowls. UV-exposed mushrooms, 100 grams. White button mushrooms can log 1,050 IU of vitamin D, 305 milligrams of potassium, 3 milligrams of calcium, and 1 gram of fiber. Mushrooms are the only non-fortified plant source of vitamin D. But since vitamin D from foods may not be as well absorbed, you may still need a supplement. Speak to your doctor if you're concerned. And finally, pistachios, 28 grams. Not only are these nuts a source of complete protein, they can also pack 3 grams of dietary fiber, 286 milligrams of potassium, making them a great post-workout snack. Now I've got a recipe for you. Halloumi fries with hot honey dip. Salty, crispy, and chewy, these halloumi fries are sure to become a regular in your recipe lineup. The real kicker, though, is the spicy honey. You'll find yourself drizzling it on all sorts of things. You'll need 1/3 cup of raw honey, 1 red chili seeded and minced, 1 small jalapeno chili pepper seeded and minced, 1/4 cup white whole wheat flour, 1 large egg plus 1 large egg white lightly beaten, 3/4 cup whole wheat panko. For gluten-free panko, try Ian's. 8 ounces of halloumi cheese, cut into 16 3-by-half-inch sticks, and 1 teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil. Preheat oven to 425 degrees and line a rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. In a small saucepan on medium-low, combine honey, red chili, and jalapeno. Cook, stirring occasionally until honey just begins to bubble around the edges, 30 to 45 seconds. Transfer mixture to a heat-proof serving bowl and set aside. Into separate shallow dishes, place flour, beaten egg, and panko. Roll each piece of halloumi in flour, then egg, and finally through the panko, pressing lightly to help the panko adhere. Arrange coated halloumi on prepared baking sheet. Drizzle with oil. Bake, flipping once, until golden brown, 18 to 22 minutes. Set baking sheet on a cooling rack and let cool slightly for 5 minutes. Transfer halloumi sticks to a serving platter and serve with warmed honey mixture for drizzling. 1/16 of the recipe gives you 100 calories, 5 grams of total fat, 3 grams of saturated fat, 10 grams of carbs, 1 gram of fiber, 6 grams of sugars, 5 grams of protein, 139 milligrams of sodium, and 24 milligrams of cholesterol. Chili peppers, we use 2 varieties in this recipe, are known to boost metabolism and help improve digestive health. We've run out of time today for today's episode of Flavor. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Beth Yoder, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.